vice captain of the Indian cricket team, Sarvaj Sharma. If you wish to ask a question, please raise your hand and wait for a time.
Is it always a challenge playing this World Champion West Indies team, considering they're so good in this format? Is it always tough to sort of take them on?
Yeah, I think so. You know, they are very unpredictable as a team. You never know what they can come up with on that given day. Like we saw the other day, even the first game they played very well. It was Virat's brilliance that got us over. But with West Indies, this is always expected, and they play well as a team. And now with the leadership of Pollard, I know Pollard really well, and I know as a leader what he would be expecting from the team. It's a different team that we are seeing now, we have to be at our best when we play them. Like I said, they are very unpredictable, so we just got to stick to our plans and back it and believe in whatever we try and execute in the middle. Last game, we made some mistakes on the field, whether it was with the bat, with the ball, and also on the field, so we know where we lacked as a team, so we just need to tighten up in those areas and make sure that, those mistakes are not repeated again and again.
Abhishek.
Considering that setting a target is not the team's strength right now, do you think India's approach to T20 is an important part of that strategy? Do you think the approach needs to change, or is it just a phase when the team is trying to build a squad for the World Cup?
Yes, I don't want to keep saying that we are trying to build a squad for the World Cup. It's still a long way ahead the World Cup. We just need to focus on winning series. That will held us in good state moving forward. If we keep winning games, if we keep doing the right things on the field, the composition of the team will take care itself. If we keep doing the right things on the field and keep winning games, for us that is more critical than any other thing. We don't want to focus too far ahead and think about what squad we need to build for the World Cup and things like that. We just need to focus on the present and try and win series, try and win games. That will help us more than anything else. And we are playing against a quality team, and hereafter now as well, Sri Lanka is coming, and then we go to New Zealand, and then thereafter there are a lot of T20s to focus on. So I think if we focus on the present, that will help us more than anything else. And I think right now that is our focus, to win games and try and stay in present and see what are the mistakes that we are making, and so that when we come out and play every fresh game, we look like a different side. So that is the focus, and hopefully this is a challenge it's a series decider. Again, everything will depend on what the team wants to do on that particular day. One, today has always been a chasing ground as far as I know. I've played a lot of games here. When you talk about setting targets, I think on that pitch, 170 plus was a decent target. When we started batting, the wicket was a little on the slower side. The shot making was not that easy, although West Indies made it look very easy. But that's them, like I said, that's what I meant when I said they are very unpredictable. So we just got to get everything together and make sure we execute those plans, whether it's with the bat or with the ball. Doesn't matter if we bat first or bowl first. Yes, off late our chasing has been good, not posting targets or defending it rather. I think it was a good target that we posted there, but it's a new set of guys, a lot of inexperienced players, plus along with experienced players. So that is what every T20 team now has, a bit of inexperience and along with that some experience as well. So those two elements needs to come together to, form a very composition side.
Basically, Brian Lara said that
most teams are scared of West Indies in cricket. Is it because of the unpredictability, or what else could be the reasons?
Yeah, see, I wouldn't say not many teams. I'm not sure about many teams, but we are not scared of any teams. You know, like I said, they were good on that particular day. They won the game. As simple as that. We were not good. If we are good, we know we can win any games at any given condition. We just need to be good at that particular time. With the amount of T20 cricket that they have played, obviously they are very confident in this particular format especially. And a lot of their guys have enough exposure around the world playing all these leagues. So that makes them a bit of dangerous unit when it comes to batting. Of course, but again, we just need to be thinking as if it's a good challenge to come against a team like West Indies, where you know they've got some power hitters all the way through, right from the top till the end, till whatever number they bat. You know, they've got power hitters coming in, so it's a good challenge for our bowlers to bowl against a team like that, where you know every second ball they're going to come and try and hit six. So how do you plan against that particular lineup? How do you try and restrict them? So those are the plans that, you know, all of us have been working on with the bowlers, and you know they're pretty confident in what they want to execute. Some days it comes off, some days it doesn't, you know, but again it's a great challenge to bowl against a team like West Indies, where you know you will be always put under pressure every second or third ball. I think he's a very smart player, firstly, and then now, obviously, he's been the captain of the team. When it comes to Mumbai, he was always part of our leadership group. You know, last year, you may have seen when I was not available for one game, he captained the team. So he's always been part of the leadership group, and I know how he thinks. He's a very smart thinker of the game, and he exactly knows how to make use of each players that he has. So, and he's just trying to do that now. You know, he's a very confident leader, and he knows exactly what he's trying to execute on the field. So yes, he's got a great knowledge about the game. He's played so many games around the world, like I said. So yeah, that helps him you know, handle situations on the ground pretty well.
Take three more questions.
I mean, I probably won't be able to give you that insight, because that particular game we needed somebody to just come and change the momentum a little bit, because we knew the wicket was slightly slower and they've got two spinners that bowl into the left-hander, and we wanted to change that a little bit. You know, we've got four right-handers coming straight, so we just wanted to change that batting order a little bit. I don't know if it's going to be a long-term plan or just for one game, but again, everything depends on what composition they are playing with, what are the bowling options they have. So just to change that momentum, you know, we did that in the last game. You never know if it might happen in this game, or if it might not happen. I don't know if I'm in the position to talk about it, but whatever we did in the last game, you know, it was a good move just to upset the rhythm of the bowler, just to change a little bit, because like we've seen, our batting order in the top four is pretty straight, and you know the team opposition can plan pretty easily. So yeah, on a slower pitch, we needed somebody who can just take the bowlers on, and we thought Shivam might be the right option, and it paid off.
Considering the predominantly top-heavy batting lineup the team has, can you just talk about how does your approach change when batting the first and chasing the target?
No, see, my batting doesn't change whether we bat first or we chase. Obviously, the first few balls, I just want to see what the pitch is doing and what are the shots I can play on this pitch. Those are the things I like to assess. When we are batting first, and then even when we are chasing, like in Hyderabad, we were chasing 207. Even then, we just wanted to play a few balls to get used to the pace of the pitch. And then once you know that, then probably, you know, you can play shots. You know, it also depends on how your partner is batting. You know, it is very, very important to make sure that you complement your partner, and there is a certain and specific roles that has been given to all our batters, and we try and stick to that roles. And yes, at times you need to be a little different, and we all are prepared to do that when we need to approach a situation in a different manner. We all are ready to do that. The situation should provide us to do that. You know, so yeah. My game doesn't change whether we bat first or we bowl first.
Does it become easier to switch gears when chasing a target?
Yeah, like, see, if you're chasing, you know the target, what you're going after. Whether it's 200, whether it's 150, whatever it is, you know the target, and you know what pace you need to bat, how many runs you need to get an over. But when you're batting first, obviously you want to set a target as much as you can. And at the same time, you've got to remember that, you know, you're the set batsman, you shouldn't be throwing your wicket away and things like that. So a lot of things creeps in when you bat first. It's a different ball game when you bat second. So when you're batting first, obviously, if you're hitting the ball well, you want to continue to do that and see how much ever runs you can get in that over. So, you know, the batters who are coming in can take a little more time and, you know, then go off. And it's very different when you're chasing. You have the target in front of you. You know exactly how you need to bat, the partnership and everything. So that's how I look at it.
That's the final question.
Robert, you spoke about West Indies having this T20 exposure around the world. And they have a lot of six-setters. India as well have batting great 10. You have Rashi or Chahal, or Bhuvneshwar at number 10.
Chahal,
Deepak Chahal. So it's at number 10. So it is batting that, especially the small venue, would it be fair to say that
majority
takes more risks and its more sixers might probably come on top?
Yeah, you can say that. Obviously, this format is such where you have to take risk to get on the top. But again, for us, it will be important what we as a team can do, not to try and, you know, replicate the other team's performance or what the other team is trying to do. They back their strength, which is to play a few balls and then go after a big shot. Whereas us, it's totally different. We believe in taking singles and, you know, doubles and putting the pressure on the bowler by getting 8-9 and over without taking risk. But again, we are, like I said, we are prepared to take risk when it's necessary. But at the end of the day, you want to play smart cricket, and that's how you beat the opposition, by playing smart cricket. And we believe a lot in that. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes it comes off, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, we would like to back what we do as a team well, and it is to play smart cricket. Whether it's taking singles, whether it's taking doubles, or whether it's going after the bowlers, that the situation will tell you. But at the end of the day, the only way you can come on top of the opposition is by playing smart cricket, and whether it's with the ball or with the bat.
Thank you very much.